The first scenario where IFR scalp pullback measurements may provide benefit to the user is in the case of serial lesions. Serial lesions are multiple lesions in the same vessel. If there are only two lesions, they are sometimes referred to as tandem lesions, although serial lesions is our preferred nomenclature. In this example, from the IFR Scout Limited Market Release, the physician measured a circumflex where the angiography showed two possible lesions, one proximal to the obtuse marginal and the other distal to the obtuse marginal, as shown in the angiographic image. He placed the wire distal to the lesions and read the live IFR after closing the hemostasis valve and letting the hyperemic effect from his final contrast puff wear off, about 20 seconds. The dissipation of hyperemia was evident in the live IFR value as it climbed to 0.86 and stabilized. He then made an IFR spot measurement, confirming that the IFR value was 0.87. Because the IFR value fell within the hybrid approach FFR zone, he made an FFR assessment using IC adenosine, measuring 0.78 and confirming that the combined lesions were flow limiting. The IFR pullback showed two more serious IFR drops, or steps in the pullback trend line, and a more minor distal drop. At the end of the pullback, there were some measurement noise and filtering, mostly as the pressure sensor bumped its way into the guide catheter before the pullback recording had been stopped. The physician stented both of the lesions and performed a post-therapy assessment by making first two IFR spot measurements, both 0.96, an FFR measurement using IC adenosine with a value of 0.92, and finally, an IFR pullback measurement across both stents. Although he did not pull back completely to the guide catheter, it can be seen in the bottom image that there were no significant gradients across the two stents.